apply the rate. Hang on for me.
Hey, Desiree, how you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
You know what? It's actually going. It's Friday. And when you work Monday through Friday, Friday is definitely the best day of the week.
I concur to that.
Sorry,
it kind of was like at a bad time. I just got to my friend's house and I'm watering her plants for her because she'll be back next week. So I'm kind of occupied. That's why
it's
5 minutes maybe. Like I'd be ready, but you can keep on talking. I can hear you, but you're not going to have 100% of my undivided attention. You're going to have maybe 80.
Okay, you know what? I 80 would be way more than enough than most clients sometimes decide to give us, so I could work with 80.
Well, I listen pretty well, so shoot.
Oh, okay. Okay. DK Construction, what exactly do you guys concentrate on doing? Is it remodeling?
We do remodeling, kitchens, bathrooms, you know. I do little services like I do tile work. I've been doing it for years, 10 years. I've installed tile, but with tile, there's all kinds of applications to apply. There's showers, there's heated shower systems, you know, there's so many types of showers. And then there's heated floor systems and fireplaces with ledger stone, and then I do outdoors flagstaff, and I do pavers too. I've only done like 4 jobs of paving on flagstone, so. And I've done like 5 outdoor kitchens, but mostly I've been doing new builds lately and coming in as a subcontractor or word of mouth here from my mother-in-law's friend where they see my work, my pictures, and they try to get out, and I got 7 jobs from just word of mouth from my mother-in-law's friend.
Oh, and you're the one doing the work out there?
I'm doing everything because that's how you start a business.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, that's amazing. I got to say, I mean, I you know, that's pretty neat. You know, a lot of people
it's your
assume,
baby, you know? You have to develop it and take the time, learn the ins and outs. How are you going to train these guys that come in after you? I'm 40, you know, and I've been doing this forever, and my body's worn out. I only weigh 113 pounds, and I'm lifting 80 pounds fit all the time. So,
you know what? More power to you, right? Because normally people always assume that, you know, this is a business where only guys do, right? And you know, to have you know, have someone like you out on the field must sometimes just you know. Just look different, right? I mean, it's amazing that you do this type of work, you know? I mean,
when we go out to the job site, I have to bring my husband with me and let him start talking to him at first, just because I'm amazing. And then when they ask, like, actual real questions, he's like, this is the woman you need to talk to. She knows it all.
She said, hold on, let me grab the boss for you, because that's...
Because I'm in there, you know, and I'm hearing what they have to say, so I'm going off and I'm starting to write down my measurements and everything, and while he's pursuing them and talking to them and wooing them, because he's great at bullcrap and anything. Me, I'm just, I don't know, when I'm talking to get advertisements and stuff, I am more sociable because it's my money, and so... But when it comes to customers, I let him go in first. 99% of the time.
That's amazing.
Because it's like a watchable thing here.
Yeah, it's a
military town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay, well, it seems like you have that, the way you position that pretty down to the T.
because at first, when I would just show up, they would be like, oh, so who's installing it? And I'd say me, and they'd look at me funny because I look like a bar. Okay. I used to do modeling. I used to do, you know, so it's like,
really?
I think that's like a book. Yeah, I did modeling for like 2 years. My mom's friend owned a designer, and I would, and then I started up where they would send me like purchase to Hollywood and stuff, bathing suits and stuff. And I got a couple of them published, and each one of them was published is $2,000. So if you get in the magazine, even a small picture.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Hats off. It's, you know, from modeling to a construction worker. That
oh, my grandmother was, thought I had to be prim and proper.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me, you know, explain to you very briefly what we do. Our company name is Local Splash. We are a premier partner to Google. Within this morning, we had a position for remodeling/construction that became available within the company, and we will be filling that in today before the end of day.
And they for sure. Okay, so what is mm-hmm. how many people do I have to compete with?
That's a good question, and I will answer. You know, I will answer that.
Because here,
truthfully.
I know.
Okay.
I just
go ahead.
I work in a right to work state. The state that I moved from wasn't. You had to have credentials. You had to go to schooling for it. You know, mm-hmm. you had to do all that stuff. Here, no offense, I'm not saying, but you know, all these migrants that are moving in without
mm-hmm.
any paperwork,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying anything bad about it. But I've been in the United States my whole life, and I had to do all this stuff.
Desiree, I know exactly what you mean. Even though I do come from a background of, my family is Mexican, right? I'm a born, raised American, right? I have brothers who are peace officers and in the military and so forth. So I know exactly what you mean.
I came from Germany.
Okay.
I came from Germany. Had to do everything right.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband came from Russia, 13, and I was a newborn. So I had to do everything legit.
Yeah, and you know what? It is upsetting, and I agree with you 100%. I mean, I can't discuss with you everything I would love because this call is being recorded, but I can tell you this.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate that most of us, you know, have to play by the rules, and there's so many that don't, and it's like, hey, why do you get to cut that corner when I had to do such and such, right?
Yeah, you had to jump through the ringer every time,
yeah.
and that's what I don't understand.
And you know what? I can
my husband's only been here for 20 years, and he's like, as soon as he became a citizen, he's like, oh, man, they're hard on me. You know, at 13.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, we could definitely go into this because it seems like we have a lot of similar points, but I just, you know, we have an administration running the nation, which is not, just, in my opinion, just, you know, not up to par, you know, but again, it is what it is, you know, and hopefully, you know, for the future to come, things will change because
I'm not trying to get into politics or anything.
Right. No, I know that. But it has to, it has a lot to do with it.
This election year does have a lot to do with it. And I think who we had pretty much sold us out to every nation as possible, you know, to fulfill his son's crack habit. And, you know.
Well, you're on the other line. You can say that. I can't.
I know. So how does this work? Sorry.
Okay. No worries. So, all right. So this is what's included. We will put you on that first page of Google, right? We don't work
mm-hmm.
with anyone else in Colorado Springs that does what you do, right? We wouldn't compete against ourselves, so we would only be working with you that does construction. Once we do that, we put you on the first page of Google and also Bing, and then we create a company Facebook account for you if you don't have one yet, right? With that company Facebook account, we start running ads for DK Construction, right? And the way that the ads work is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the way that the ads work on Facebook. If, you know, if you go on your phone right now, and just to give you an example, if you type in, where can I find a good museum, per se, you know, you look up the museums that they'll show up on Google, and then later down the line, when you're on your Facebook account, you'll see that you'll get ads for different museums, right? Because that's...
I have a Facebook account, but here's this. My friend that I'm at the house at right now, she told me to check my instant messenger, so I did. And I was getting, because I did advertisements, and I was getting advertisements from Wisconsin, okay? And people asked me, and I'm like, okay, I'm paying for these advertisements. Why am I getting people from Wisconsin when I only have friends in Colorado Springs?
Oh, okay. So you were getting average. How did that happen?
I don't know, but I was paying for the advertisement, and they're sending out to every state but Colorado Springs or Colorado itself.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, we don't operate that way. I mean, I don't know how that would even take place. Right?
A lot of people are like, where are you located, you know? And I'm like, Colorado. I need to restate that on my business page. But it's just, man, I paid for something that's pointless, and I'm going to call Facebook on that, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? On our end, we run ads for you, and, I mean, we wouldn't run them in, you know, Nevada, California. I mean, we would make sure to run them where you're at. Aside from the ads, I mean, you get placed on Yelp as part of our service, and you get placed on Apple as well. And if you need a website, that is something that we offer as well. Do you have your own website?
I know website. My friend does websites, and if I can, you know, he's going to be back in the week. And he's really intelligent, like this guy that I'm doing in France. This man's one of the smartest men I know when it comes to computer technology. And he can help me out do that, but I'm just curious what's going to be the price, like $1,000? I mean,
are you ready for the price?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on to your chair, okay?
Oh, okay, I'll hold on to this plant.
I'm just kidding. I sent you a text message, too, just with the sample website, by the way. But anyhow, I think this is the portion you're going to like from our company, Desiree. Our monthly rate, which is a flat rate. It includes everything that I just went over with you, including the website. It's $249 a month.
That's all?
That's it. $249 a month. There's no hidden
fees. Okay, and how many jobs do you think I'll be getting a month?
Okay, that's a good. Let me be very straight honest with you on that question, because I'm not gonna give you any bring.
Yeah, I don't want any tips, because I'll come back. You know, like I told you, I'm from Germany.
There you go.
It's weird, and I'm half Cherokee Indian. No, seriously, I'll do the Holocaust style people. It's weird.
Yeah, I think you're the last person we want to get on the bad side of. here's the thing. You're going to be put on five different submission, right? Five platforms, right? If I tell you that you're going to get 100 leads or you're going to get 80 leads, I would be lying to you. I could not give you a precise number of how many jobs or leads you're going to get. What I could tell you, and I'll be very straight and honest with you, right? I know too many people this doesn't matter, but to me it does. I'm a Christian guy, right? And
yeah, I am too. Yeah, okay, but, I don't know what you want to call me. I follow by the Hebrew Bible, so.
Okay. But I'll tell you this. I have three family members that I brought over to be with Local Splash, with the company, and they are all doing phenomenal. If this was something that I knew that did not work, I would have never brought them over because they're family members, right? And the last thing I need is to be at a family barbecue and being looked at with a, you know, with a crazy
stare.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, so I cannot give you a precise number, Desiree. All I can tell you is that we deliver on what we say we do. I mean, we've been doing it for 20 years, and for that reason, you know, we have that premier partnership with Google. Like I told you, there's only, if I'm not mistaken, it's either 34 or 35.
Hold on, don't start the car. Come here. Close the door, sweetie. Sorry, I have my kid with me, and we're leaving the establishment. I just want to double. I want to double check to make sure we didn't leave any lights on, okay, sweet cheek?
How old are your kids, if you don't mind me asking?
Five.
Oh, five. Oh, you just have one?
No, four.
Oh, okay. Is that your oldest, five?
No, my oldest is 21 years old.
Wow.
She's
okay.
An engineer at an aircraft place. They just put her through college. They let you turn off here. Yeah, she just got a promotion, got sent to North Carolina, bought a Tesla, got engaged, been with the same guy for 5 years on their first date, on the first dance. And, yeah, my second one's 15, my third is 12, and the youngest is 5.
Wow. Well, you did something right, I'll tell you that. I mean, I have two girls.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah, I have a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old, and
Has she got a boyfriend yet? Has life been hard?
You know what?
That's when it got hard for me. I'm 15 when the boyfriend came around.
Yeah, I don't. You know, so far she has not, right? But I know she. You know, I see her when. You know, when she's, you know, I drop her off in school, and then the boys are like, hey, Caitlin, and hi, Caitlin, and it's just like...
Oh, that's my sister-in-law's name, Caitlin.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. I was like, I'm going to have to face this reality at some point.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really hard reality. I did it when I was 15, but she's still been with the one guy she dated since she was 15.
So. Oh, okay. Well, hey, there you go. You know, I mean, that's working out.
Yeah, she graduated high school at 16, like I said, and I told him, I was like, you're not dating my daughter unless you get a job. She's already graduated, and you don't have a job. What the heck? So she made him a man because I'm making him get a job, and no bum's going to be with my well-educated little girl. So, and all I had to do was show him the shot kind of stuff. I don't really have to aim.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that because I have a shotgun and a handgun, and I tell my daughter, you know, when you bring your boyfriend over, we're going to all sit down together and have a nice conversation, you know. And she says, Dad. I was like, yeah. I
did it while I picked him up. I brought my shotgun with me when I picked him up on their dance, you know.
Wow. You should have.
Margio Camo. I was a single mom for a while, you know, because my kids are not with the same dad. Two of them are with one dad, two of them with the other, and I took care of my children by myself, and I was a single mom, so I had to start making a lot of money and owning a business. And so I thought, man, I have to pay for college, and my daughter, she got a full ride scholarship, so I was good with that one. And then my other kid, my son, he had straight A's going into sophomore year. He's in freshman year with just all straight A's, not one B. So my other kid has a bright future. And then my youngest, I got on him because he got a D, and he's getting all straight A's and one B. So,
you know what? More power to you, man. That's amazing. That's awesome.
I round them. I'm like, I don't.
You're definitely... you know, doing things right. I wish you would have recorded that day you went and picked them up with the shotgun. That would have been a classic thing on.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago, though. My daughter graduated in 2004.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. Okay.
I mean, she was born in 2004, so she graduated. What year did she graduate? She was 16. 2020, I think.
Is it 20 or 21?
20, I think she did, because she got done in December, and
She could have walked with the class.
Yeah,
but
you said she graduated early, huh?
Yeah, when she was 16 years old, she had 12 college credits because she would work at Taco Bell and then work with me. And every time she'd work and get so many hours, she'd accumulate a college credit.
Ah, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, she got straight A's, so I got her a credit card, and I paid on it, and I said that thing. So I gave her a incentive, and she started credit at 16.
That's amazing, man. That's awesome. I haven't got my daughter a credit card just yet, you know, so.
Well, it's up to you. My daughter was really mature at her age. She only got in trouble once, you know, and she had plenty of money in the savings, but she wanted to be like that alien Earhart chick and steal something, even though she's had money, just to thrill. And I made her stay with the cops all day, you know, just to teach her a lesson. And she just did it because it was something fun to do. She was bored to steal something at Weimar. And
that's awesome.
Now,
that's awesome. My oldest daughter, she wants to do the same thing her uncle does. My brother, my oldest brother's a deputy. And that's what she wants to do. She wants to, you know, be a law enforcement. So I tell her, hey, man, all for it. You know,
go for it. We need really good police officers out there, you know?
For sure. Desiree, what is your last name so I can put it on here on the account?
Okay, it's Butler. B-U-T-L-E-R. But it's going to be changed soon.
Oh, you're getting married.
Well, we're common law married, but because we pay taxes and everything together. And, you know, if anything did happen, it would be one or the other gets it, whatever. But we haven't done the ceremony because we're just trying to save up more money. So we just moved. We bought a house. You know, we just moved here to the east side of Springs. We used to live on the north side of Springs, right in the border of Monument. So, and I had to remodel and demo the house and... because it got kind of destroyed by somebody, and it's just, it's been time-consuming, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, well, when that happens, give us a heads up, and then we'll switch the last name. I mean, I have to leave it the way it is now, but when it does change, give us a heads up on that. And then,
okay.
What's your email address that you want on
construction,
file?
Construction. DK. 16. And sorry if you can't hear me that well, because my Bluetooth in my vehicle is kind of weird sometimes.
No, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay. I positioned it towards me.
Construction. That's okay. Construction DK and then the number 16?
Correct.
And that's at, what, Gmail?
Correct.
And then what address is your the business registered out of?
Well, it's our home address, but it's not really
That's where we get our mail. We won't list it. We just need it for our records.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's 7286 Fauna S-A-U-N-A, Fauna Glen, C-L-E-N, Drive.
Okay, I'm going to need...
Colorado.
I didn't hear you right. So it's 7286. Can you spell that street one more time?
Fauna, S-A-U-N-A, Glen, G-L-E-N, Drive, Colorado Springs. Let me know when you're ready for the zip code.
Okay, give me 1 second, because it's for some reason it's... I hope you don't get upset with me. I'm going to ask you just if you can spell it one more time. I'm not sure why it's not coming up. You said S-A-U-N?
Sauna.
Oh, sauna. Gotcha. I didn't...
Well, F as in fish, A as in apple, U as umbrella, N as in nut, A as in Alyssa, or apple.
Okay, I have 7286 Fauna, and it's coming up as Glen Drive in Colorado Springs.
Yes, yes, yes. GLEN, Glen Drive, yes.
80927.
Correct.
Okay. Sorry to have to, you know, make you repeat yourself. My apologies.
No. I told you, this Bluetooth, it's hit and miss. So you said you can hear me fine. I'm like, oh, it's a one in a million opportunity.
I think you're going to be very happy with the service that we provide. It's definitely going to put you on the map. And, you know, I think what you're looking for is to stay busy, and busy is always a good thing.
Well, I'm looking to my husband running a crew and then me running a crew. And then once I get that one guy out of the six that I know who can take my place and work it, then I'm going to go around to the jobs and just help out as needed and get more jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you have everything set up. It's awesome, you know. I mean, I would love to see the progress you guys do in, like, you know, a few months from now and see where you're at, even with us, right? I mean, that'd be amazing, you know, especially if you guys want to, you know, each run your own crews. That's going to really be a game changer.
Yeah, like I said, in Oregon, I made a lot of money. To me, it was a lot, $200,000 a year. To me, that's
a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I, you know, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of money. Who makes that type of money? You have to be, right, I'm saying, exactly. You know, you have to be an MD or something of that nature to make that money.
I actually have a bar certificate. I love education and so that's what I do.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anything that's frustrated, making money and get a certificate in, I go get it.
Perfect.
And I study
awesome.
For it.
Awesome. What hours of operations are you guys running? Monday through Saturday? I mean, only so, you know,
Monday
when we put you guys.
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. I don't want Saturdays. I think the Sabbath day is blessed. And it's
okay.
The true Sabbath Saturday. And
correct.
Sunday is the day I would. But Saturday is the day to spend money. Sunday is. So I want 2 days off. If I have a crew, I'll be able to run Monday through Friday efficiently. And only once in a great while, Sunday.
Okay, perfect. And then what hours of operation?
7 to 6.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay.
Yeah, because I figured the noise ordinance can give you an hour to pack up and everything. You get your tools and everything in order.
You're right. And then how far outside of Colorado Springs are you willing to travel for work?
So about only 20 miles. Some part in Parker, you know, I don't want the small. I want to do Falcon, you know, because I live right on the border of Falcon.
Do you have specific cities that you want us to do the marketing at? So I can actually do specific cities if you have the name of the cities.
You're on Bluetooth camera, so I do want anything from Parker all the way to Falcon.
Okay. When you say,
I want Parker.
Okay. Would you say that 30 miles is definitely enough?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Stand by for a second.
My cousin lives in Castle Rock, not Parker. Sorry, Castle Rock's the furthest I'll go.
Gotcha. Okay. Stand by for me 1 second. Let me address that on here.
I'm just driving and navigating home. You could take your time.
Thank you. You're very, you know, for a business owner, you're very nice and polite. Most of the time when I speak to business owners, to be straight with you, Desiree, is like, yes, Mario, I like this. Sign me up. Hurry up. Sign me up and get off my phone line. And
well,
I don't blame them one bit. Most of the time they're busy, you know?
Well, I am busy right now, but I mean, you caught me on my Sunday where I'm still busy, but
I'm doing air.
So this is for sure Google.
This is going to put you on the first page of Google, Desiree. Like I said, I'm not here to try to rip you off $249. That's not the way that I do business. And if I worked for a company that did that, I would quit in the first day. You know, because I don't like, you know.
I'm a small town customer, and it's so weird how much people will lie to you here in this state. Especially in this big state and, you know, in Colorado Springs itself and Denver, and just try to get money off of you and just not provide the services that they stated.
You know what? I cannot answer for people that do that, and it's very unfortunate that they do that, you know, because it puts companies like us that we're doing the right thing in a bad predicament, you know, because now people are judging everyone the same way.
Well, because they think you guys all are. I think it's because I've already got like 5 calls in the last 2 days.
Okay.
Yes, I just started advertising. I just started up the business. I'm almost done remodeling my system, so I'm ready to start up the business. So now I'm getting calls from Tom, Dick, and Harry about, hey, give me your money and I'll help you out. Nothing's available.
Right. Okay. And us creating you a website, would you be okay with that, or do you want to use one that you have?
I have a website. I have pictures to send, lots of pictures, but before and after and everything.
Okay, perfect. So you know how that works.
Yeah, I'm well aware. I've educated myself the last year on how to do this because my daughter's gone. She's the one who did stuff like that for me.
Do you miss her a lot?
I do. I miss my baby.
You know what? My daughter says when, you know, she turns of age, she wants to go study up north. How do you deal with
like
that? Yeah. You know, how do you deal with it?
Two years, I was slightly a wreck and go cry in my closet.
Oh, man, don't say that. Don't say that. I don't want to have to think of that.
No, because all it was me and my kids, you know, because their dad just, like, used to be a professional soccer player and a professional wakeboarder. So he always had a mirror close to his face. And, you know, he finally grew up at the age of 50 and came in the kids' life. You know, he was just a Disneyland dad.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it's just really hard that she did, because she was there every waking minute. I mean, when she had people stay the night or slumber parties, I wouldn't allow her to stay the night over people's houses just because of how our morals and standards of things alike are totally different than most people's, and how I've I just wanted her to live the simple country girl life where she grew up slow like American Honey, you know?
Right. I just gotta cross that bridge when I get there, you know? I could only imagine. So, Desiree, did you want to keep your site? I mean, I would suggest to let us make you a new one because it's already included on that $249, but it's up to you.
No, my site was only Facebook.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I want to make a site. I want it to Google. I can get reviews. I could send out reviews. I get a lot of reviews from people. Trust me.
Okay.
The yin yang.
Okay.
I can think of 7 at the top of my hand.
Okay. Perfect. Are you licensed, Desiree? Are you guys licensed?
You don't, I'm through the state, yes, but you don't
okay.
have to be, go through any classes here. It's weird.
Oh, okay, okay, all right. And, is the business, registered under an LLC?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how about insurance? You guys, I'm assuming you do have insurance, correct? And I'm sorry for the questions. I just got to
No, not right now. Not until we start it. We won't
okay.
have insurance until we start.
No worries. That's not a big deal. We can
but
still help.
I just discontinued my insurance about 2 years ago on my other business. And so I figured why, you know, because I was working under someone else doing demo work, and I didn't take everything insurance. I was subcontracted out.
I see. Okay. Okay. And your Facebook page, is it under DK Construction?
LLC. You have to do the LLC and come up with a free. Yes.
Okay. What does the logo look like?
It is green with black in the background. It says DK and it looks like brick stuff pattern.
Okay, I think I see it here. And then in the back it has like a living room, I see. And then it's,
this is all the work I've done recently here in Colorado Springs working for my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, it's green, and then there's a little circle that's white and green that says D and K. Okay, I see it.
Yeah, that's ours.
Okay, perfect. You guys do nice work, I gotta say.
Thank you. I do 95% of it.
I'm still amazed that you do most of it. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, that...
I know, that's why I have everyone talk to my husband first, and then... Because they don't believe it. I'm a unicorn.
I'm almost done. I'll get you off the phone here pretty quick, okay? I know you're busy.
Yes, we're going, getting ready to go to the water park. We're getting your brother up because he's a bum and been sleeping in until noon.
Can I find the destination so you know where I'm sitting at?
Okay, perfect. And then tomorrow, Desiree, our IT department and our operations team will give you a call. They're the ones that are going to collect, you know, your pictures and all the information that they're going to need to get the ball rolling and get this started to put you on that first page and to get the Facebook ads and all the information.
How quick will I get the ball rolling?
We're going to get the website and everything going for you in about, it takes us 7 to 14 days. And then to get you on the first page of Google, we actually do it faster than most companies because we are a premier partner to Google, which is 30 days. Anyone that's not a premier partner, you should know this already, the normal waiting time is 90 to 120 days. But because we're a partner to Google.
No, I really don't. I really don't know this information. Like I said, I just started advertising.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't know any of this. My jobs were word of mouth because I was that good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've definitely done quite a bit of word of mouthing for all the work that you've done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's not all my pictures. My other pictures got lost. And... my old email address, and I can't locate it because it's registered under an old number.
Oh, I see. Tomorrow when you get a call from the IT department, Desiree, what time is a good time to call you where you can spare like 30 minutes? Because it will take like 30 minutes
tomorrow?
For them to...
Tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sorry. Monday. I'm sorry. It's Friday today. My apologies.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not working Monday.
Right.
Okay.
Right. No, no worries.
My family's coming over, and I know
that
I'm just putting my family first.
No worries. My apologies. I work all the time. I totally forgot it was Friday. Yes, on Monday. What time Monday will you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Early in the morning, if that works, around 7, 8, because I'm up at 4 a.m. every morning. Besides today, I felt so bad. I slept in until 8.
You are
up
at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, so I wake up at 4, get my husband's lunch ready, get him ready, and then water the yards and, you know, check my email and all that fun stuff.
Wow. Wow, you are definitely someone very committed. That's amazing. 4 in the morning, huh?
Mm-hmm. But I went back to sleep this day. I don't know why, but I fell back to sleep because he covered me up and said, go back to sleep. You don't need to wake up anymore early. I'm like, well, it's Friday.
Okay. I have an available spot for 9 a.m. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll
perfect.
Be
fine. Give me 1 second. Okay.
Yeah, because I try to do stuff in my home that is not running any of the saws or anything because I'm painting. That fireplace picture you've seen, I just posted it. That's my house.
Oh, that's your house. Neat.
That's yeah. Actually my house, and the backsplash is my house. I just did all that. The kind of the weird shape backsplash. Because I did one of them in Oregon, and I remember doing it, and this one was like, it's so expensive. It was $20 a square foot, and I went to my girlfriend because she works at Floor and Decor. I'm like, this is on clearance already. Can you get it any cheaper? And she got it down to $7 a square foot.
Wow. Man, that's... Wow. Well, you know what? I say this, like I said, with all sincerity, I think that you're going to be very, I'll let you be the judge of it. I should just stop talking. You know, you'll let me know how you enjoy the program. I'll send you my information is that, you know, if you love what we're doing for you and especially at the price that we're doing it for you, please don't hesitate to send us family and friends that you have if they need help with, you know, putting their business
advertising. I will.
You know. Because I think that's the best thing that anyone can do for us as well, right? Is to say, hey, you know what? I have this company I'm working with. I work with Mario, and he's an excellent guy, and, you know, so forth. And, you know, like you said, word of mouth is amazing.
We're going to the water park. Do you want to go with us? Hey, go get on your bathing suit and ask mommy or daddy, okay? And we're going to go to the water park. Grab a towel. We got extra towels. Grab yourself a water bottle. Okay, and we're going to go for an hour. I'll see you in a second, sweetie. Just come on in when you get off all your stuff, okay?
Is that your neighbor?
Yeah, the four houses down, one of the neighbors.
Oh, okay. constructiondk16@gmail.com. You have access to that, right?
Because okay, I got to let you go. My husband's calling me. He comes first.
Okay, because I just need you for, like, maybe 5 more minutes, but I'll call you back in 10 minutes.